Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So it is Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis, the beginning of the new month of the second Adar, the Adar in which falls out Purim. Now, there's a famous phrase, which many people are familiar with, that goes, Mishanichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, that when Adar begins, we increase our joy. Now, there's a beautiful explanation by the Sfas Emes, the great Hasidic sage of the Ger dynasty, who explains as follows. I might have shared it in past years, perhaps, but it's so appropriate for us to remember this specific Adar, considering everything that Israel is going through. He explains, what does it mean that when Adar begins, we should increase our simcha? He says, no, it's not exactly that. It's that mishanichnas Adar, that when the message of the month of Adar really enters our mind, marbin besimcha, then we can start to really have increased joy. Now, what is it that's the message of Adar that has to enter our mind? The idea that even though with the story of Purim, it seemed like all hope was lost for the Jewish people and that it was the end of our existence, there was literally a genocidal call against us from Haman and the entire Persian Empire. We have to understand that within a moment's notice, everything shifts upside down. V'nahafochu, it goes upside down, and as opposed to being annihilated, we actually go ahead and destroy our enemies, return to Israel, and rebuild the temple. And therefore, the Sfas Emes explains that when that idea of Adar really enters into our mind and our hearts, and we know it for certain, well, then we can experience tremendous joy because we can believe that even in the situation that we find ourselves now, in a moment's notice, it could all change. That's what Jewish history is all about. Seeming like it's the end of the line for the Jewish people and then miraculously everything changing overnight. So may we not only enter that into our minds, but may we see that miracle enter into our lives this Adar as well. And on that note, wishing you an awesome night, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.